time's gone by, and well, earlier Skufas, where there's more of a perhaps a smaller community, but more centralized community, and things were localized in terms of based in and the way the kibbutz functioned. So we see that in the words of Yishayim later on in the Achrayim that there were times when people were assessed how much they should be accurate, you know, the accurate estimation of what they should be getting to tzedakah. And to the degree that one was felt that one was not properly contributing to tzedakah, we would even go out to the degree of being kaif for the person and forcing a person to contribute a greater amount in line with what he should be doing. However, obviously, it's not the case today. For quite a long period of time throughout our history, this has not been the case. And generally, we rely on everyone else to do what they're supposed to be doing. However, we often make appeals and we ask people to donate. And it's worthwhile to bear in mind that Shulchan Aruch says, Adam Shush, Nidaisen Staka, Yaisen Meharoyle. Somebody who's a very good hearted, a good natured individual who tends to give staka to the point where he can't say no. He always feels for other people and he gives away far more than really he exceeds his own means. Alternatively, somebody who is embarrassed, somebody who will be asking for money, he'll be embarrassed to say no, to turn away the person asking. Such a person, Aser Lataiva, Ligwais and Staka, is forbidden to ask such a person to staka. And again, these two scenarios. One is where he's too kind-hearted, and one is where he'll be too embarrassed. Both these scenarios, if you ask such a person for staka, the one who asks him is transgressing a specific iser in Shulchan Aruch. The Sefer Chidim goes so far as to say that one will be guilty of gneva for going ahead and doing this, for this coercion. The Shulchan Aruch fears that someone who is shaylem who asks Akash Baruch Hu, parimenu someone Akash Baruch Hu be pereya from such a gabbai. That means that very often we make an appeal in shul, and you know, if you make a general appeal, you get up and you ask for help with the shul, help with some sort of need in society. It's not such a big deal, but sometimes they get more aggressive with the gabbai, and he'll ask, you know, each person individually to contribute publicly. A lot of times, the person, especially somebody who has a standing in the community, will have a very hard time saying no when asked specifically in front of a kehila. To do so, I've never seen any limud schus for this. Maybe there is something out there, but generally, for someone to ask people by name in front of a shul to make contributions would l'chayr run very close to running afoul of this halacha. Now, it's got to bear in mind, obviously, no one in the world, you know, can really look at other people. Maybe, you know, accountants perhaps are an exception. But other than that, people can't really look at other people and know their financial picture very accurately. So how does the average gabbai go ahead and ask for any money? So we have to assume, it seems from the poskim, it's not clear, it seems that generally one has a right to assume, was not asking for an exorbitant amount, one could generally assume that it's okay to ask for money, but you have to keep your eyes open. As the Ramiri points out, it fits within the paradigm of the poskim, maskilim yazhiru kazei arakia. Maskilim means somebody has to use a seichel. Before you get up there publicly and you ask anyone for any assistance, be it their time, be it their money, you have to really use your seichel and understand what they're capable of doing and not to pressure them for anything that you could pressure them for what they should be doing, but anything beyond that would be usher. And therefore, even though in Astam, you could assume people generally could give and you could ask, but to pressure somebody, if you get the sense that you can't give it, or if you push somebody who you know might be in a bit of a shaky financial straits, such a thing would be a direct iser in Shulchan Aruch.